Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. We have a rare treat this morning. I typically don't have live performers in the studio. That is something Carol Newman does very well. However, because there is a special concert tonight at the Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock with Summer Osborne and Sarah McCracken. Their Left Coast tour of epic, mind-blowing awesomeness is happening right here in Astoria, Oregon tonight at 7 o'clock, something you don't want to miss. And so I have Summer and Sarah in the studio, as well as Margaret Frimuth. And so we'll be talking about their music, their messages, what they're doing here. And Margaret, thank you for organizing this and being here in the studio today.
I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. And Sarah McCracken, it's lovely to meet you.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Right. And Summer Osborne, what a treat.
Oh, thank you.
I went to Summer's website last night, and I listened to a cut called Grace on her website, and just wonderful, and we're so lucky she's going to play it today. But before we get into some music, let's learn a little bit about each of our guests. Some of you may not be familiar with Margaret Frimuth. She is the program director of Lives in Transition. She is also an instructor at Clatsop Community College, and she does many other things. Margaret, for those folks who don't know you, please tell the listening audience a little about yourself.
Well, I've been here for more than 30 years on the coast. Can you believe that? I can't. And I love it here. And it's wonderful to be able to share the area. And my heart work is doing the Voca Camp program, starting that. I'm not doing it so much anymore, but I started that, and it's still very much part of my heart. And then I work up at the college with amazing people. And so it's great to be here celebrating this community.
All right, and we'll find out just a little bit later about how you were able to bring Summer and Sarah here. And Sarah McCracken, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a local singer-songwriter from St. Louis, Missouri, part-time singer-songwriter, part-time social service worker. Both are busy, both are rewarding. Live in St. Louis now, spent some time in New York City for a little bit, lived a bunch of places, but now I'm back in St. Louis and enjoying the singer-songwriter scene. So
you are doing social work and, well, social work, singer-songwriter, that all works together.
You know, I've heard that a lot, and it really does, doesn't it?
Indeed. Have you been to Oregon before?
I have not. This is my first time.
Oh.
I love it. I don't want to leave.
I know.
Yeah.
And maybe I should say that. For folks who don't know, and it says it on the website, but, I mean, you have a very ambitious tour schedule. You all have been in Midland, Texas, Silver City, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, Venice Beach, California, San Diego, Oakland, California, Astoria, Oregon, yay, and then you go up to Vancouver, B.C. after this.
Yep.
So you're getting a real tour of the Northwest now.
Yes, and it's fantastic.
Yes.
And goat farms and redwood trees and awesomeness. So, yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, Summer Osborne.
Yes, ma'am.
Please tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Summer Osborne. I've been singing since I was like 5 years old when my mother put me on a stage. But we've only been touring, my wife and I have been touring full time for 5 years now. Prior to that, I was a special education teacher. And she said, come on, we don't have time for anything else, and this is important. We're quitting our jobs, and we're getting rid of the house, and we're going on the road. And I was like, no, we can't do that. And she was like, yes, we can. So we did. And here we are in Astoria, Oregon.
Yay. Well, that's a leap of faith.
Every minute of it.
Yes. Well, that's a leap of faith. And I know you've received awards. People are very impressed by your music, the lyrics, because you write everything.
Yes.
And I don't know where your inspiration comes from, but we'll ask about that a little bit later on. Or maybe do you want to tell us now?
It used to come from just everyday observation, real life experiences. Actually, for the last 2 or 3 years, I don't know where it comes from. I feel like it's like a download. I'll get snippets of songs between that moment of sleep and awake, And then I have to get up and write it down because I swear that I'll remember it, but I don't. And so also my wife is conditioned me now to actually write the stuff down. But I'll come up with, I'm lying on my back, my pillow's at my feet, and I'm like, why? What does that make? That doesn't even make sense. And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks later, it all just comes together. And I was like, oh, now it makes sense.
Oh,
but I've learned to listen to that instead of push away because I don't understand it right at first. You know what I'm saying?
So Summer, you have been on tour for the last 5 years then.
Mostly, yes.
Okay. And you've been doing it on your own, but then you met Sarah McCracken. How did it come to be that the two of you are together?
Do you want to tell that story?
We heard her playing in a parking lot at Cicero's in St. Louis. We were supposed to go to the show, but we were on the road, and we got there late, and we didn't get to hear. And I was telling her, I'm so sorry we didn't get to hear you, but we really want to hear you. So she started playing in the parking lot.
Why not?
And we were like,
it's a pretty place to play.
Where have you been? Why aren't you playing more? So we booked her for our music festival that we hold at our house on our farm. And I was like, so what are you doing now? Are you playing out? What are you doing? She's like, I don't know, you know, whatever. So we're like, get in the van. Get in the van. This is the first time.
And I did.
Right. Yes, you did. This is the first time we've ever toured with another musician. And we decided to do it big. You know, to go big or go home. 6 weeks. 47 days, 32 shows, 13 states, 2 countries, 8,000 miles, 1 show of epic, mind-blowing awesomeness. But you get, you know, you're close quarters with someone for 6 weeks. And we were fortunate enough to choose Sarah and her girlfriend Carrie to come with us because they're pretty easy.
And so are you all traveling together just like in a van or something?
In a minivan.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's a stow-and-go. It's the town and country stow and go.
I stay in the compartment below now.
Right.
I think there's probably a lot of laughter on that in that van.
You don't even know.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Thank God for Lori, my wife, because I don't know how we have 4 big suitcases and all these bags and sound system and all the instruments, and she tetrisizes that van. That's what she does. She looks at it and then boom, 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 and fits it. I don't know how she does it, because Sarah and I tried it one day and we had all these pieces left over.
This doesn't work.
This is not working.
It's like,
we're like, get Lori. Lori knows.
So Sarah lives in St. Louis, and you and Lori live on your family farm.
Yes.
In
Vandalia, Illinois.
Which is located?
It's about 70 miles east of downtown St. Louis. Mm. Not East St. Louis.
Okay.
Not that.
Okay.
Please do not get it twisted.
Okay.
it's further into Illinois. And my family we've had this farm since Illinois became a state. And when my grandfather passed away a couple years ago, the house became available to us, and we moved into that house. Never thought I would ever go back to Vandalia, Illinois, but we did. And it was the best thing. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's my grandparents' house. It's, you know, my childhood, my first memory of love. So, and I come from a long line of it. Mm-hmm. So it has a great vibe, and we decided to start our...
A music festival there.
Venus, yes. Music Festival, and you can check that out at venusmusicfestival.com.
All right, excellent. All right, now, Margaret, how did this come to be that we have Summer and Sarah here performing tonight at the PAC?
Well, one of the things I forgot to say in my introduction is I am a KMUN women's music programmer and have been for a long time. And that has given me the excuse to begin attending the national women's music festivals in Wisconsin. So, was it last year or the year before? We tried to decide.
2014,
I believe. 2014. Summer Osborne came in. I remember you walking through the door. I remember you came in, it was in the afternoon, and you just sort of said, are we ready for the concert tonight? And you had all this energy, and I was like, all right, this is going to be awesome. And we went, and it was awesome. But what was amazing is you started singing, playing and singing, and it was jaw-dropping, profound. And I thought, this woman is more than amazing. She has a message. I'm linking deep with that energy, that message, that hope, that dream of how we can work together better. And then, of course, I became your friend on Facebook, and you put out a call, we're doing this tour, where should we go? And so I thought, Well, she needs to come to Astoria. And why should she come to Astoria? And then I started writing down all the things that I love about Astoria and all of the things that, you know, included my hopes for just embracing diversity and inclusion and embracing this incredible area. And so I wrote this email, and she responded and said, okay, we'll come. So
you
there
know,
it is.
I remember where I was when we got that email. Sarah was with me. We were in the car after our Kansas City radio show, and we were at the gas station.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this email. I opened it up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, listen to this. And it was all these beautiful programs and reasons to come to Astoria. And we were sitting there. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to twist my arm.
All right.
It's amazing. We were like, yep, stick it on the map. Bam.
And the sponsors for this mm-hmm. program are?
Well, the I asked a couple of other women's music programmers, and they said, oh, yeah, let's do that. You know, we're in. And then Lives in Transition, of course, got behind it. And so did the Clatsop Community College Women's Studies Program. So the college is really into it. And then I talked to Voca Camp because I'd talked about Voca Camp. And, of course, they're in. So they're one of the sponsors. And then the Lower Columbia Diversity Project, which is all about diversity and inclusion, joined. And then we're starting the Lower Columbia Q Center. And the movers and shakers of that program were very excited and have helped spread the word. So that's the group. United Way is part of the sponsors because we are part of them at the college. So.
Oh, good on you. And I think there's just a suggested donation at the door, mm-hmm. and which is very reasonable. And so I would really encourage you all to come tonight because tonight Summer Osborne and Sarah McCracken will be performing as part of their Left Coast tour of epic, mind-blowing awesomeness. And you can tell there's going to be some humor and laughter tonight for sure. This is a happy studio right now. And before you all play some songs, Summer, on your website, you have a piece, Dear Souls in Earth Suits. Could you please read a bit of that? Because
absolutely.
I think that talks a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you're doing. And I was really impressed by that.
Absolutely. Dear souls in earth suits, I do this because I love you. All of you. Not in a hippie free love sort of way. Not in a what would Jesus do sort of way. Not in a Facebook sort of way. I love you in my way. And my love comes without irritation. There's no judge and jury, no bell book and candle. You don't have to do anything. And my love is like arms. Silvery, soft, symphonic arms that stretch out as far as the ears can hear and the eyes can see, out, 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 and around you like a hug. And hopefully you'll feel better, because isn't that what we're all looking for? Is to just feel better?
That's just the first paragraph. I really recommend that you go to Summer Osborne's website and read the entire piece, because it's really quite beautiful, and it explains why she is creating the music she's creating and why she and Sarah are on this tour. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we are speaking about the really special concert happening tonight at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. With Summer Osborne and Sarah McCracken. It's their Left Coast tour of epic, mind-blowing awesomeness. And now I think it is time, and Margaret Frimuth is here on the show, along with Sarah McCracken and Summer Osborne, and now I think we're going to hear some music. So who's going to play first, and what are we going to hear?
I'm going to go first.
That's Summer.
Summer's going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to play Grace.
Thank you.
Since that was one that you enjoyed.
I did.
Life and how love could be supported.
aborted. Oh, grace comes swiftly yet undefined. You can name her, but you cannot assign all the extraordinary places she calls her own. Grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. So listen up, Rosalie, because I've got a message for you. I've been given the gift of music because music is what people listen to. We all have a common purpose. Yourself, oh, grace comes swiftly yet undefined. You can name her, but you cannot assign all the extraordinary places she calls home. Grace comes on her. There's peace beyond the infirmity, where there is magic in the making. Strip yourself away from the ways of the world. It is all an illusion, my child. They told you you had to suffer to be sure, when you only have to smile. You only have to smile to be sure. Only have to smile to know.
Listening to this.
I just got it. I just got it, Donna. Summer Osborne and Sarah McCracken are here in Astoria.
Yes, oh thank you. Thanks to you. Thank you, Margaret. Yes, see, and you taking the leap of faith and Lori saying, we're going on tour, selling the house, doing it. It's time. It's time to do the things that our hearts need to do. Thank you. That was incredible. And now we are going to hear something from Sarah McCracken. Sarah, what are we going to hear from you?
This is a newer song that I wrote. I call it Light. Usually I just let the song speak for itself. Usually, so.
That sounds
thank you.
body is feeling confined by what it can't do. This solid body's electrifying, turning into something new. And we can reinvent ourselves, that's how we were meant to be. Cause right now, if energy were metal, we'd all be a little rusty. Let's be light, let's be light. These solid bodies are much too confining. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll become entangled and electrifying. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll amplify what we can do. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll invent something new. And I can see the reflection of unlimited ways to be. I can see the connection of thoughts turning into energy. And matter, it don't matter that much. Can't you see what they did here? Oh, matter, it don't matter that much. Can't you see, my dear? Let's be light, let's be light. These solid bodies are much too confining. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll become entangled and electrifying. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll amplify what we can do. Let's be light, let's be light. We'll invent something new. Got a case of the be good, so quit pissing in my Cheerios. Got a case of the feel goods, like a vagabond superhero.
Oh, thank you. We all want to clap here. I know people are listening to us at home. Clapping.
You can do it.
Thank you. Do you all have CDs out for sale?
Yes.
We do.
We do.
And there will be some CDs available tonight at the PAC.
Yes.
There will be.
Okay.
Will be.
Yes. All right. And we probably have time for one more song, possibly two. So I really suggest that people come to hear everything tonight. But so this is just a little taste, because I think there will probably be some, again, commentary and a lot of laughter happening tonight. Some audience participation, I have a feeling is going to happen.
But, yes.
We love that.
We love it very much.
Okay. So, what do we think? Do we want to do another song?
Sure.
All right. What would you like to do?
This one's a new one. It'll be on my new album that comes out fairly soon. I can't give you an exact date because it's still being magicized.
Okay. It's being magicized.
But it's called You Cannot Fight for Peace.
You Cannot Fight for Peace. Now, that title...
Yep. The whole thing.
There's what works and there's what doesn't. The definition of insane is repeatedly using blunt force and giving it a different name. You plan at your people, your children. You can't see the forest for the trees. The actions you take to manipulate are killing all of these. I don't care where you have come from or where your allegiance lies. Can't you see this world is round and a circle has no size? You cannot fight for peace. You cannot scream for silence. You cannot justify your anger by claiming to be right. Oh, you may hit your mark by destroying our target. To watch the whole thing.
Summer Osborne and Sarah McCracken tonight. Don't miss this concert. We've had a caller. There's a suggested donation of $8 to $15 at the door. People will welcome you. Come tonight. Any last thing? And hugs. Hugs will be given. Any last thing you'd like to say? We're just right here on our mark, ready to close the show.
No one's going to be turned away if the donation is a problem. But remember, donations support the performers and the space.
Exactly. So.
And be kind to yourself, because I'm pretty sure if we weren't so hard on ourselves, we wouldn't be so hard on everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely right. Thank you, Summer. Sure. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Well said. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Talk of Our Town. See you tonight at the PAC at 7 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Kate, for engineering today, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those things. Give yourself a loving, compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being you, for doing the best you can, for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on this amazing planet we call Earth.